This is The Space Show with Andrew Rennie. On last week's The Space Show, I told of a decision made 60 years ago that changed the course of the Apollo Man on the Moon project. At the end of the program, I gave a teaser for a side story about Apollo and the astronauts who flew to the moon. In 1954, the idea of flying to the moon was quite fanciful. Bert Howard wrote a song called In Other Words, and it was sung by Kay Ballard.
Spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
The song was later renamed Fly Me to the Moon, but retained the original title as a subtitle. In 1954, neither Howard nor Kay could have known that, 10 years later, Quincy Jones would rearrange the song for Frank Sinatra and Count Basie. They would have been even more surprised that it would be taken to the moon by at least two of the Apollo missions. This 1964 version became closely associated with the Apollo lunar missions. It was taken to the moon on portable cassette players by the crews of both Apollos 10 and 11. Now let me insert a bit of history here. Before mobile phones and their ability to carry thousands of songs immediately accessible with a flick or a tap of a finger, there were iPods. Hundreds of songs accessed with button presses. Long before that came the Philips music cassette, released in 1963. Right in the middle of the time period that the Apollo spacecraft was being designed. People could make their own mixtape of favourite songs from either vinyl records or from the radio. In 1969, before leaving for the moon on Apollo 10, Gene Cernan visited the home of Al Bishop, an employee of the Boeing Company. Together, they compiled a mixtape that Cernan took to the moon. On it was Frank Sinatra and Count Basie's Fly Me to the Moon. On his return to Earth, Cernan mounted the tape on a plaque and presented it to Al Bishop. In its 2018 December 14 issue, the Vanity Fair magazine carried an article that said that from Apollo 7 onwards, every astronaut took a mixtape compiled to the astronaut's tastes by Mickey Kapp, and that this audio from Apollo 11 on day 3 of the Apollo 11 mission.
This is Apollo Control at 59 hours 9 minutes. Apollo 11 now 182,000 nautical miles from Earth, and the velocity down to 3,072 feet per second. We've had very little conversation from the spacecraft in the past 40 minutes or so. At this time, the flight plan calls for the crew to be getting ready to begin their eat period. The intermittent music that we're getting is apparently coming from the spacecraft. The crew has on board portable tape recorders with music on the tapes, and as they store their own comments on the tape, the music is, of course, erased. Apparently, the music is triggering the Vox-operated microphones, and we're getting intermittent music down from the spacecraft.
11 Houston, we're wondering who's on horn.
Checking in.
We just had a little music there.
Keep the entertainment.
Right, that was good. You can keep it coming down, 11.
Check
brief bit of music that we got from the spacecraft was coming to us from a distance of 182,190 nautical miles.
Now, Buzz Aldrin's mixtape included Count Basie and Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon. In the late 1980s, Buzz Aldrin met Quincy Jones, according to a report in the New York Times of 1990, November the 18th. Aldrin told Jones that, just as he was getting ready to make his moonwalk, he reached back and took the cassette of Fly Me to the Moon and played it. Now remember that Jones had done the musical arrangements for Basie and Sinatra. It's not my place to say whose memory is at error here. Firstly, anyone who has ever used a music cassette would know something that the iPod and mobile phone generation might not know. It takes time and determination to wind through a tape to locate a particular song on a tape, which, by the way, was two-sided. There's no way Aldrin would have been able to do this on the moon, unless he had pre-cued the tape. Besides, I've searched through the recordings and transcripts of those 6 hours between landing and the start of the extravehicular activity. There is no sign that this story can be true. The astronauts were just too busy for musical entertainment. As we have already heard, the crew of Apollo 11 did play music on days 2, 3, and 4 of their journey to the moon. It would be in one of those sessions that Sinatra and Basie took their place in space history, on the way to the moon, but not on the moon, in my humble opinion. So with that, why don't we take a listen to Count Basie and Frank Sinatra.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Sing forevermore. You are